Welcome to Superstitions, Traditions, and Definitions. Am I the Asshole? Historical Edition. I'm Kristen.
I'm Carol. Quit trying to wiggle your nose.
It doesn't work.
I know.
It is unwiggleable.
It's broken.
I know. I'm
All right.
Sad about it.
Let's hear it. What are we doing today? I'm not looking.
Don't look.
Get back. Okay. Surprise me.
This one will be a surprise.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Unfortunately, I will tell you ahead of time, there are no body parts.
Nobody loses anything.
Per se.
Nobody bites any ears off. There's no goat nuts.
So disappointing.
Why
it's such a boring episode.
Jesus, I'm going to leave.
I know.
Okay.
Probably should have waited.
You know what? I'll give
everybody
you a try.
Just turned it off right
I'll
now.
I'll give you. They probably did. Thank you. Look
Way
what you
go.
Did.
Look what I did.
Stupid. Say boring shit later.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll give you a chance.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Am I the asshole for exposing secrets?
Exposing. Mm-hmm. Damn. Okay. It's a spicy one.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Am I the asshole for exposing secrets of an Egyptian pharaoh that had been kept for many years?
Is he dead, being kept? How far back did we go? Did somebody kidnap a pharaoh?
I'm just going to jump right in.
Okay, jump right in. Let's hear it.
All of those questions will be answered.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Fantastic. Go. I have to know. Hurry
All up. Right. I understand how I, a British woman in the 20th century, would be looked upon with chairness when British women aren't supposed to have access to Egyptian royalty.
Okay.
Let alone be so close we hold their secrets.
Oh.
But my story didn't begin in the 20th century England. My life as Dorothy began in January of 1904. When I fell down a flight of stairs in 1907 as a three-year-old, I aged 1,000 years with that fall. My life changed from what my parents told me. I constantly begged for them to take me home. All I remember from my childhood was the sense of longing for something I couldn't name and my obsession with
Egypt.
Is
this a past life? Okay, yeah, gotcha.
As a teen, I was visited in my dreams by Pharaoh Seti I. This led to several confinements to sanatoriums.
I'll bet so.
And a few riveting performances okay. of the ancient Egyptian goddess Isis in the Plymouth Art School plays.
Nice. Okay.
She was pretty good.
Undoubtedly. I mean, come on. It's Isis.
That's right. At 27, while working for an Egyptian magazine in London, I met my future husband, an Egyptian student. I followed him to Egypt when he returned home, only to realize as I stepped on Egyptian land that I had returned home as well. We had a son, we christened Seti. I began having out-of-body experiences and visits from apparitions.
Cool.
The spirit of Pharaoh Seti I dictated a story that I wrote in hieroglyphics. After it was finished a year later, I realized it was the story of my previous life as Ben Treshite.
Okay.
In ancient Egypt. It was a rough life. Ben Treshite's, my mother, died when I was young, and I was placed in a temple of Kom El Sultan to become a consecrated virgin priestess.
How boring.
As a young teen, I was given the choice to live out in the world as a normal person or continue my path as a priestess. I chose to stay. There were roles within the temple only virgins could fill. I took this seriously. Until I met Pharaoh Seti I.
Uh-oh.
We became lovers, and when I realized I was pregnant, and my carnal sins would be found out before anyone could find out themselves, I ended my life. Thanks to this revelation, I was able to share the locations of long hidden Egyptian artifacts and ruins in gardens during my life as Dorothy. This life ended in 1981. I passed as a renowned Egyptologist, accomplished author, and favored folklorist.
Damn. Yeah. Not the asshole.
Not the asshole?
No.
I mean, and obviously Pharaoh Seti I doesn't think so.
No, he's
or he wouldn't have shared
right
her past life experiences with her.
Yes.
Thanks to her, the Garden of Isis was discovered.
Interesting.
She worked, after she moved to Egypt, mm-hmm. she worked with archaeologists and Egyptologists to uncover artifacts. She told everybody her story.
Fun. I'm sure she had skeptics.
All right, sure.
But finding stuff that nobody knew right? existed probably helped back up her story.
I mean, and it's funny, you know, she is credited for a lot of things, and it's rare that people disclose that she believes she got this information from past lives.
Right.
That's kind of hidden. It's not forgotten, but hidden.
Sure.
She published several books and made it known. So
she told her story.
She told her story.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
As one who writes, I really appreciate all of that. Yeah. I think that is so awesome. Very badass and very clever and right. very interesting all the way around.
Yeah.
All the way around.
In the 70s, mm-hmm. She let it be known that she knew the location of Nefertiti's tomb.
It's not Nefertiti? Nefertiti?
It might be.
Okay. Different pronunciation. Yeah. I'm just asking because there's so many names.
I mean, so many names.
You're right. It's fine. It's fine.
Quite possibly.
I was just asking because if it's a different spot, because, you know, I'm gonna look all this up and read
right?
it.
Right. And you very well could be right.
I'm probably not. I just thought that would be interesting. I'd mm-hmm. like to read more about this.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
It is. And the rituals and things that the ancient Egyptians did.
When you said that she fell down the stairs, I remember hearing, that's when I was like, oh, I've heard this. Mm-hmm. Of course, not for a long time. But
right. One of the Egyptologists she worked with took her into a temple that she had never seen before,
mm-hmm.
shut off all the lights, and asked her, led her into different vaults and rooms and asked her to describe the art and the hieroglyphics on the wall, and she did
mm-hmm.
precisely.
Like with it's not something precision. You can explain away with
right
common sense.
Some of them were rooms that had never been described before. Pictures had never been taken before. There was absolutely no way she could have accidentally found out
right
what was in there.
She'd been there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Too bad she didn't have that baby when she killed herself.
I know. Yeah. They would have killed her.
Well, you could hide your baby and hide yourself. And
I don't know, though. She was in...
He was pretty powerful. He could have just, you know...
And he probably...
Slapped her in a caravan and
he very well could have done that, but the guilt she felt, first of all...
Oh, yeah, okay. Guilt.
And the fact that she was one of a handful of women that lived in this temple whose sole purpose was to whatever, you know, keep the world rolling with yep. the things they did for Isis that and could only be done as a virgin.
All the purity.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So obviously she believed that to be true. So it's not like she could just say, I need to sit this out. Cause,
yeah, I mean.
You know, her whole life revolved around performing rituals and cleansings and things that.
And at some point they might notice that baby bump.
And there, I mean, that would have.
Yeah.
You know, happened also, but.
I still like to think they could have faked her death. He could have done something. I mean, I'm sure. Did he know she was pregnant?
I don't think she.
Ever told him.
Mm-mm. Damn. I think when she realized it, she made sure nobody found out.
I know, but that could have been some cool.
I know, but could you imagine, though, you live in this temple. Mm-hmm. You are raised to believe that everything you do here is keeping all of Egypt alive and running.
Then why did she give it up to Seti?
Exactly.
See, that's
exactly.
You need to live the courage of your conviction.
Be done by a virgin.
She didn't.
Which she was until she met this Pharaoh. So, you know, she had tremendous guilt and fear and
probably some good times in there too.
I mean, some good times, I'm sure. But all because she fell in love. And then her carnal sins were going to be
exposed. I got so many places to go with this. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to leave it at that.
You're going to leave it at a huff?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, I'm... okay, so much of it, it's so interesting that I don't even know where to start, but, you know, I go back to the fact that, you know, if she was willing to break all these rules to be with him, she should have followed up through with all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, don't tell me he couldn't have, you know, Pharaoh was God. Pharaoh was God.
Right.
God can decide. God can decide what he wants to, you know, especially in their culture. Mm-hmm. He's the boss.
He's the boss. And he has all the power.
This temple, Isis is, you know, all this, whatever they had going on, he would overrule and supersede that. And she would know that. Mm-hmm. So why didn't she tell him she could have this baby, be Seti's baby? You know, he probably had a wife. He probably had a couple of wives.
More than likely.
Yes, but he could have set her up in a penthouse someplace or something. You know what I'm
Not
saying?
Those Egyptian penthouses.
There could have been ways. I mean, if she decided to break A, B, and C, she should have followed through with D. You know, because, I mean, imagine that child would be exceptional. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and the fact that she came back and was reincarnated, you know, that killing herself was not the right thing to do.
Right. But also, because she had committed to the life of a virgin.
Sure.
To do this. Not being a virgin was not just a sin at that point. It was a crime. As soon as she was found out.
God would put it differently.
Yeah.
That's what I keep coming back to is that, you know, you may not look at it that, you know, you're holding all the cards, but chick, you're holding all the cards.
And that's not how she looked at it. She looked at
it as... But she should have stayed a virgin and she should have stayed away from Seti and she shouldn't have done any of this. I mean, to kill yourself, you know, while you're pregnant, knowing you're pregnant, trying to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know, you had all the good time before that.
Right.
You know, I doubt very much that he pushed himself on her.
Right.
You know, I'm just saying that, you know...
But there was also the... What if she came clean and he didn't back her? Like, oh, that wasn't me.
Then maybe kill yourself. Yeah. You know, I'm not a proponent of suicide. I'm not saying that was the right thing. But back for this time, I don't know. I maybe would have looked at my options.
Yeah. I know at this time, the penalty for the crime she committed was Seti.
Mm-hmm.
For losing her virginity. To anybody.
But she didn't lose it to some bricklayer.
That's true.
She didn't.
She left to the Pharaoh.
Who's
that
God.
That is true. But the punishment for that is
death. There's a different set of rules, and I think he would have said, no, I'm not going to be killing her today.
Right. But she probably didn't think that. Yeah. Think that far through. She's like, I've ruined my entire life. I'm going to be found out, and they're going to kill me.
So I may as well...
So I'm going to leave on my own terms.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's right.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not. That's just
you know,
the story of what happened. So
yeah. And there's probably a tremendous amount of guilt thinking about all of the rituals she performed, thinking maybe they're no good.
That's why Egypt fell, because she was not a virgin.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Because she performed rituals that required virginity when she didn't have that no more.
Mm-hmm. But maybe she did. Maybe God decided that she was still a virgin since Pharaoh was God. He could do whatever he wanted. And they did.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, Pharaoh was a person.
He was, but he was
He was the ultimate ruler.
Yes.
They also had gods, though.
Well, sure.
So, but I mean, Pharaoh might have been okay, and then Zeus was like, no.
Maybe Zeus
I am going to override. Zeus was busy.
He was busy having orgies. Mm-hmm. You know it. I know it. We've discussed it in earlier podcasts. So that's just the way it is. But no, interesting story.
It is.
Interesting.
And she led them to
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
The biggest find was Isis, the temple.
Right.
That she lived in.
Mm-hmm.
In a garden they didn't know existed. They had no idea it even existed.
Right.
For Isis.
Gotcha.
She also claimed to know the location of, how do you want to say it? I always said Nefertiti.
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 Okay. Nefertiti.
Whichever.
Oh, I've heard that too.
Yeah. A couple different.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have heard Nefertiti. Anyway.
One of those chicks.
Yep. Which I think are all the same.
Probably all the same.
Anyway, she wouldn't disclose the exact location.
Okay.
She gave a generalized area because she said Seti was angry with that whole lineage.
Oh, so we're not going to.
And he didn't want their stories shared because he was trying to alter parts of their religion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As one does. It's happened.
Uh-huh.
It's happened in different cultures.
It has, especially when, you know. Enough about the ancient Egyptians to know they had some out there.
Well, marrying your brother or your sister, that kind of thing, you know.
You know, that.
Hey, if you want to, you go right ahead. I mean,
it's
against the law. You know that. And it's against the moral law and against nature and all that other stuff. But, you know, if that's a hill you're willing to die on, Kristen, you go right ahead.
No, thank you.
Okay.
That's not for me.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, they wanted to.
No. You keep trying. One more time. I know you're trying to rationalize it and justify it to anybody, but
I didn't have to worry about other countries coming in and invading mine. So,
if you had, if Arkansas was going to come and invade Oklahoma, you would have married your brother, had a bunch of children.
My personal preference would be sacrifice Oklahoma to Arkansas. However, you know, Nebraska, maybe.
No mercy, no. No.
How no, Arkansas? No, it's up. I mean, whatever. It's up. Oklahoma.
We had a good run.
enjoyed our statehood.
Now we're going to be West Arkansas.
Now we're going to be hillbillies instead of Okies. It's really not that big of a difference.
I mean, it might be. Could be.
We
will never know.
Dang it!
I know it. Thank goodness. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'll let shit burn. I was not going to marry my brother, either one of them. And nope.
I mean, you also have to consider at this time, women didn't really have a whole lot of choices.
Do you think their brothers wanted to marry their sisters? Like, you know, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for you, sis. Big sis. No. No. They probably, you know what? Here, let's go find this.
Well, and
girl down there at the well or something, you know.
Some of them were arranged in childhood, so.
Well, of course, I get that, but
you know, they grew up knowing.
Ick.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Ick. You know, I could see being the older sister and then mom's pregnant and you're hoping for a sister. Please have a sister because I don't want to have to marry this kid.
Oh, crap. I don't want to marry it.
Nope. Then your mom just keeps having children with her brother and then it's your uncle, brothers, cousins, whatever, however far back that goes. I don't even want to know, but I'm sure you'll do the math for me and I'll have to tell you I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it burn.
Let it, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm all right.
Yep.
Let Arkansas come on over. Really not a whole lot of difference between Arkansas and Oklahoma anyway, so just come on over.
Not worth marrying your brother over. No. No. Okay, well, I think have we covered it?
We've covered it.
Awesome. Don't marry your brother.
Don't marry
your sister brother. If you're a dude, you know, or you know how it is.
Not even to save all of Egypt.
No, not even. I'm just not that person to take a hit for the team like that.
No, I'm not either.
Nope. Nope. We'll come back stronger later and we'll fight and get our land back. I mean, you know, there's always tomorrow. Why take the easy way out and marry your sibling? You know?
Or we'll just be a Razorback from now on.
Oh, good thing.
We are no longer a cowboy or a Sooner. We are. Right, whatever.
Nope. I'm a Hawkeye, but you know, I mean,
yes,
I am a transplanted Hawkeye, but I side with the Boomers and the Sooners. Boomer Sooner, I guess it's the same thing.
The Boomer Sooner is the same thing, but that is not who I side with.
Oh, you're a cowboy.
I'm a Poke. Go Pokes.
Are we gonna break up? Are we a house divided?
I mean,
my house at home is a house divided. Three of us are Hawkeyes. One of us is a Poke, and one of us is a Boomer
2
Sooner.
Years ago, we would have probably broken up over it.
Okay.
However, I will have...
Have you grown since then?
No.
Okay.
Not even at all. Not even a little bit.
No, that's fine.
But my oldest will at some point be a Sooner.
Oh,
so.
That's right. So you're easing into it.
Slowly.
Slowly.
Unhappily. I'm not going to fight to the death over it right
okay.
now.
All right. Okay.
Might hold a grudge.
You're not going to marry your brother to keep it from happening. Okay, great. I'm glad to hear it. Don't marry your brother. Don't marry your brother.
I'm not.
Join us back here next time for more family tips and more marriage advice.
Oh, we are all about the marriage
advice. We are all about it. Don't marry your brother.
That is the best we got right there.
Yep, right there.
Like, we're starting with our A game.
Even if he's cute, even if he's loaded, got tons of money. That's your money, too. Don't marry your brother. This is not Jerry Springer. We don't do that. Don't start. Nope.
This is not ancient Egypt.
Oh, that too. No. But, you know, looking at that, I have a different reaction to it than I do if you're trying to save Oklahoma and you marry your brother.
Oklahoma's not worth it. I can't think of anybody I would marry.
Way back in the day, back in Egypt, you know.
Related or not, can't think of anybody I would marry to save Oklahoma from Arkansas.
There you go. Yep. We are West Arkansas. West Arkansas.
West Arkansas.
Whichever way you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Just no. No.
Anyway.
And now I'm traumatized at the thought of having to marry my brother.
This is your fault.
Even
you're the
joking.
This is your stuff right here.
I gotta go throw up a little bit.
Yep. Gotta go wash.
Uh-huh. Come back. Come back on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Thursdays.
Yeah, that day too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not always.
Sometimes we screw up, but I'm sorry. Sorry. Right?
Why are we gonna have life outside of this?
I don't know. But we do. Shit happens. Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
All right,
well,
cool.
Well, I love you.
She does. I have a fondness.
She does. Till next time.
Till next time.
Bye.